from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, communities across the Garden State continue to clean up following yesterday's wave of high winds and storms that left some power outages in numerous communities. Heavy flooding and storm damage were reported in several cities. A tree fell on a house and hillside, but there were no injuries, and firefighters managed to put out a brush fire caused by strong winds in Jackson Township. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Plackett is making clear that DEI-related initiatives will remain in New Jersey schools despite pushback at the federal level.
Plackin has once more teamed up with other attorneys general to counter an executive action from the Trump administration, joining 15 other Democratic state AGs and issuing guidance to schools of all levels regarding diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility initiatives. The guidance is in response to a slew of White House policies targeting DEI in education. In New Jersey schools, state law gives DEI a prominent place. The guidance asserts that, in effect, the current actions from the executive branch do nothing to those state laws. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey's Democratic race for governor is crowded. One is a crowded one with six candidates, with more than 3 months to go before the June 10th primary. A new FDU poll shows three candidates are pulling ahead.
The top candidate in terms of name recognition and overall favorability is the mayor of Newark, Roz Baraka. He is doing very well among the more progressive and liberal base of the Democratic Party in the state.
The executive director of the poll, Dan Cassino, says also doing well is New Jersey Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill and Jersey City Mayor Steve Fulop. Tomorrow we'll report on what polling looks like for the four Republican candidates running for governor. Good news for St. John Vianney High School senior Anthony Knox Jr., a last-ditch appeal by the New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association to block the three-time Homedale wrestling champ from competing in the state championship has fallen short. The state Superior Court's appellate division rejected the association's appeal. Knox can now compete in the state championship this weekend in Atlantic City. He still faces an assault charge, though, in connection with a brawl at a recent match. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:02. Fast traffic is next.
Connecting you with the news you need to know. Get these stories and more at NewJersey101.5.com.
Hey, it's Jen Ursulo. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 6:04. Now New Jersey 101.5 Fast Traffic.
Good morning, Jen. Good morning, drivers. We got some storm damage. Route 79 northbound is closed between Route 9 and Route 33. That's at Freehold. We also have Washington Valley Road with a downed tree. That's between Krim Road at Bridgewater up toward Asante Drive. Route 78 with a crash being cleared at exit 18 at Clinton. At least one lane is closed. Left lane is out. You're backed up from Route 31. Garden State Parkway good north of exit 63. And now a problem on the turnpike northbound Western Spur up by the Meadowlands past the right by the mall. We're checking into what's going on there. Hudson River Crossing, 5 to 10 minutes. Paul Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myron, New Jersey Traffic South. We still have some issues with wires down, a utility pole down in Morris River Township, Route 49, both ways closed off in the area of Union Road. And traffic is also built up a little bit on the turnpike at the extension at the PA New Jersey Turnpike, right at the toll plazas. New Jersey fast traffic is every 15 minutes. This report made possible by Lollygon. They can move any column in your basement or garage for less than you think. Call Lollygon at 866-LOLLY86, 866-LALLY86, or online lollygon.com. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 6:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 6:05. New Jersey's First Lady Tammy Murphy announcing Wednesday that the Commission on Science, Innovation, and Technology awarded a total of $1.7 million in grants to 23 New Jersey startups focused on addressing maternal and infant health challenges. The First Lady outlined the state's goal with the funding.
Not only will we never again lose another or baby in childbirth, but also that the experience of pregnancy, labor and delivery, and postpartum are safe, joyful, and as sacred as they really should be.
In 2023, 17 startups were given grants totaling over $1 million via this same program. A historic South Jersey hotel is being sued for failing to pay royalties to recording artists. The American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers alleges that in December, Congress Hall in Cape May played at least four songs in its public spaces that it wasn't licensed to play. Congress Hall is among 15 businesses being sued this week to ensure songwriters, composers, and recording artists are compensated. The nonprofit nonprofits asking a judge to fine Congress Hall $750 to $30,000 for each violation. You can hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 6:06. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's New Jersey forecast is next.
Stay connected with everything Jersey. Mornings from 6 to 10 on New Jersey 101.5. The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 6:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Today is a day of transition. We're actually starting off fairly warm. Most temperatures are in the 50s right now, but we're going to fall into the mid-40s or so this afternoon. So not quite an Arctic blast, but you might want a heavier jacket later today. We are going to pick up a gusty wind as well, as high as 40 or 50 miles an hour. There's still a sprinkle chance this morning, then a mix of clouds and sun through the rest of the day. The gusty wind will continue tonight with clearing skies, chilly temperatures, lows around 30. And still pretty blustery tomorrow, but it will be mostly sunny and seasonable. Highs for your Friday in the upper 40s. New Jersey weather made possible by At Home Recreation, now offering 60-month 0% financing on all swimming pools and packages. It's never been easier to own your own backyard resort. Swim for 5 years interest-free. Visit athomerecreation.com for a store near you.
Right now, Somerville, 49 degrees. It's 52 in Asbury Park, Woodbury, 49. Download our free app. Sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not New York. Not Philadelphia. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.